Miller Ferrari Wealth Management, More Than Investing. Today's podcast is a Commonwealth piece that addresses wedding finances. With the average cost of a wedding at an all-time high of more than $31,000, the tradition of the bride's family covering all the expenses is becoming a thing of the past. Today, the couple themselves and the groom's family often share the cost of hosting the event. And it's not just the engaged couple and their families who bear financial burden. Between travel, lodging, and attire, wedding guests can rack up their fair share of expenses. Fortunately, with proper planning as always, it's possible to keep wedding costs under control. Here are a few pointers for enjoying the day without depleting your savings, whether you're footing the bill or simply attending the event. If you're planning a wedding, keep tabs on unexpected expenses. Ask the right questions up front can help you avoid unpleasant surprises as you review the final bill. Before signing any contracts, be sure you understand how the following items will be handled. Number one, using outside professionals. Have a florist or baker in mind? Well, depending on your reception location, you may face an additional fee if you hire outside vendors. Check to see if the wedding venue you have chosen has a preferred or required vendor list. Number two, cake cutting and corkage fees. Be sure to read the fine print here. Event venues have been known to charge $2 to $5 per guest for cutting the cake and $1.50 to $3 for every bottle the staff opens. These fees may not be verbally communicated, appearing only in the written contract. Number three, overtime. Overtime pay for wait staff, musicians, and photographers can add up quickly. Be realistic about how long your party may last and negotiate those rates with vendors and the venue itself before the event. Some will be flexible and keep you in the party going, but without an agreement in place, you could destroy your budget in the course of an extra half hour. And number four, taxes and gratuities. It's all too easy to overlook these expenses as you set your budget. As a best practice, just assume that taxes and gratuities are not included and allocate a sufficient portion of your budget to cover these costs. Negotiate hotel rates and amenities. As a courtesy to your guests, you may wish to reserve a block of hotel rooms for the night or weekend of the wedding. The guests will still pay their own accommodations, but by reserving rooms at several different price points, you may be able to take advantage of the sting out of the expense. Be sure to do this early, however. During peak times of the year, hotels fill up quickly, limiting your negotiating power. Besides discussing the room's cost itself, don't be afraid to ask for some amenities. Consider the following extras: free Wi-Fi, maybe a shuttle service to and from the wedding, morning after brunch, airport transportation. Now, if you're a wedding guest, spend wisely. According to American Express, Americans will attend an average of three weddings this year, spending more than $700 at each. And that number jumps up to over 900 for millennials who are members of the wedding party. If you have a wedding or multiple weddings on your calendar, try these tips for making the most of your money. For travel, attending a destination or out-of-state ceremony, why not extend your stay and enjoy a mini vacation? Traveling midweek, Tuesdays or Wednesdays, may help you save on airfare. For lodging, don't wait too long to book. Usually, hotels hold rooms only up to a certain date, and which you'll likely have to pay regular rates or be left out in the cold if rooms are booked up. And attire. The question of what to wear can run up your cost if left to the last minute. Avoid stressful shopping by thinking ahead and taking advantage of seasonal sales. Alternatively, you can rent formal outfits, including accessories via online retailers such as renttherunway.com. If you're contributing to your child's adult wedding, be aware of the gift tax. Avoid writing large checks directly to the couple, as they may trigger federal gift tax. For 2016, you can give $14,000 per person without being taxed. If you plan to cover certain aspects of the wedding, it may make sense to pay the vendor directly rather than give money to the couple. So plan ahead for a stress-free celebration. A wedding should be a joyous occasion for connecting with family and friends, not a time to worry about overspending Although wedding-related expenses may take your breath away, with a bit of careful planning, they don't have to derail your budget. From all of us at Miller Ferrari Wealth Management, thank you for your ears.